The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But now, with Hurricane Milton battering Florida, millions of households are without power, emergency services have been suspended, and the damage continues to unfold as the storm moves across the state and out into the Atlantic. From torn-off stadium roofs to families sheltering with their pets, the destruction is widespread and severe. But as the storm's impact becomes clearer, how does it compare to previous hurricanes, and what should we expect to unfold in the coming days? I'm joined on the line by Managing Editor of WASHU Public Radio, Terry Sheridan. Terry, good morning.
And good morning to you, Pat.
Now, first light in Florida, dawn about to break. What are they seeing in that first light?
Well, first light, actually, we won't see for another hour, so it's going to be kind of, we're still scary. From what we saw or what we're seeing, some of the damage and devastation, especially on the Gulf Coast of the state, the West Coast, in the Tampa, St. Pete area, is just heartbreaking. Famous pictures you're seeing now, you mentioned the roof of Tropicana Stadium. That was going to be used as a base camp, not a shelter, but a base camp for workers as they restore everything after the storm. Now that's plan is in doubt. The flooding, we have tornadoes. We've had at least 118 tornado warnings spawned by the storm. We know that people are dead, but we know that that number is going to climb because, again, before in last light last night, so to speak, the evening, you know, we just saw the damage from the floods and the winds, and it's just cut this path across Florida. The storm right now is actually off the coast of Cape Canaveral. So while they're starting to assess the damage on the Gulf Coast, on the East Coast, and in Central Florida, where the theme parks are, they're still being hit by the winds and the rain.
Now, you mentioned the Tropicana Stadium, and I saw pictures of it, and it seemed like the roof of the stadium was canvas or fabric of some kind.
It was a kind of Teflon fat. Yes, a light fabric. It was a Teflon, they're calling it. And yeah, the wind came off of it. It's a common construction pattern of the dome stadiums here in the state. It's actually, I don't know if you've been in one, but when you go out of it, you literally get pushed out of the stadium because of the change in air pressure. But yeah, I mean, it's just flapping in the wind right now.
It kind of points up to maybe the method of construction for many Florida homes. I mean, they are designed for the typical weather, the non-hurricane weather of Florida, lots of sunshine and very benign conditions. But we've seen what happens to those timber frame houses when the floods come in. I mean, they're useless to withstand.
Absolutely. And again, one of the things is there's no basements in the house. So for these tornadoes, for most houses, there are no basement. The water table in Florida is so close to the surface, they don't build basements. So there's no place to shelter from a tornado. But again, that would be a death trap if you're getting a 12, 13 foot storm surge and you're going to go to the basement, you're going to drown. The storm surge is probably what we're going to see along the Gulf Coast is where most of the fatalities are. Because that's those people who stayed. There's no way you can fight a 10-foot storm surge from the ocean.
Yeah, and Florida being so flat, the waters won't recede for quite some time. Now, you know, in the middle of all the destruction and the worry and the concern and the tears, there are, you know, tears of happiness being displayed when people, you know, rescue their pets or go to a pet rescue center, and pretty much every dog was taken away and adopted by people who themselves were in dire straits.
That's right. People were helping. You know, you saw it. There was one heartbreaking story that you saw of pets being abandoned on the roadway. They were being tied to posts along the highway as people fled. But then other people were taking stray dogs to the shelters. They were taking them in. So at least in that respect, a lot of people seem to care more about their pets than they did for themselves, those people that stayed.
Yeah, and one couple have a donkey in their bedroom to protect the donkey from the oncoming floodwater. So we'll see all of those stories, which do, I suppose, lift the gloom a little bit. But there's no doubt, two storms of these magnitudes of Helene and Milton in a couple of weeks, question marks over the viability of living in Florida without insurance.
And exactly, and insurance companies are starting not to want to write or canceling policies in Florida, specifically flood policies. There was a situation 20 years ago, it affected my sister personally, in which they had three storms that crossed in that summer. And the damage from that and the insurance problems from that were just amazing. My sister decided to move out. But the insurance situation, if your home is destroyed and you don't have insurance, or you don't have adequate insurance because the insurance company doesn't want to write it or because they're charging so much, that's personally devastating for people. They can't recover from that.
And finally, Terry, we should look at the politics of all of this and, the criticism of Donald Trump of FEMA on foot of Helene. And now, of course, I'm sure he'll reiterate that, claiming that the money's been wasted by Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. But they hit back yesterday at Trump and his pals.
Oh, absolutely. President Biden had a very powerful statement about the misinformation that Donald Trump and his supporters are passing about what FEMA is doing with Aileen and then what they're planning to do with Milton now in Florida. Republican governors, Republican lawmakers themselves are now pushing back against it because Kamala Harris made the remarks, this is not the time to do this, spreading misinformation. This is the time to show leadership. So if you want to be seen as serious, Mr. President or Mr. Former President, you need to be a leader. You shouldn't be sniping and you shouldn't be spreading misinformation.
So on balance, is this a loser for Trump?
Who knows? Who knows? I mean, again, people who want to believe what Donald Trump says will believe what Donald Trump says. So in that respect, there is an opening for him to make criticism that people would believe. However, if the effort to recover, and we're not even talking about rebuilding it, but the effort to rescue and recover is successful, yes, it's a loser for Donald Trump.
Terry Sheridan, Managing Editor of WSHU Public Radio. Terry, thank you very much for joining us. Now,
the Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.